Hello, Mixed Nut Kisses. This is Nick Jess, and this is day 22 of the dog days of podcasting. And, I made, tonight's food I'm going to talk about first. I made egg rolls for the first time ever, and they're a million times easier than I thought. Have you ever tried something and you thought in your head it was going to be like so much harder? Then it ends up being easier. And then other times, you think about something's going to be easy, and it ends up being really hard and complicated. Well, this is the first one. Tech does not like many vegetables, so I cooked up some chicken with some sesame oil, soy sauce, some turmeric, pepper, some five spice, and cooked that up in the cast iron pan, and then I pulled it, and I made a nice shredded chicken, and then I wrapped it up into egg roll sheets, so I had pre-purchased those, rolled them up, and then, you know, like in 3 minutes, cook them up in some oil, and bing, bang, boom, they're done. They were amazing. Good and super easy, and I made it with some chow mein tonight, which was good, but the recipe I used, even though like I didn't put any salt in it and I used low sodium soy sauce, it was still too salty. I'm gonna have to find a better chow mein sauce, but I think I know where I can tweak it already. So it ended up being really, really tasty. And we are going to pair this with Kim's Convenience. Now, yes, I know I made Chinese food and they're a Korean family, but it's not to match it really. It's just because that's what I had for dinner tonight. So Kim's Convenience is a CBC show that is on Netflix, both in the US and Canada, because my sister told me I should watch it. And, you know, it's a lot like other CBC shows that I've watched. It even has some of the same actors. And there's something that these, like, half-hour family comedies that they do has. There's a certain charm that I like. It gives you a peek into life in a certain area. I really enjoy it. And this one, particularly... I really liked, first off, every time you see the B-roll, it's like, it's just Toronto and like the convenience store. I swear I've seen that store somewhere. It just felt very authentic, which was cool. And the family was very interesting. I wasn't sure about the accents of the mom and the dad, 'cause like, I know those actors, I know that they have, really good English, but I'm hoping they're based on people. It felt very forced to me, but I kind of got used to it, and it ended up being part of the charm. And it was really cool to see. So you find out in the first episode that it's a family of four, and the dynamic is that the son got into a lot of trouble when he was young, and he ran away at 16. After being arrested and never graduated, and is trying to put his life back on the right path, but he and his father haven't spoken since, and so he's like 26 or whatever. And so there's like this big strife in the family, and it felt kind of like real, authentic to me at least, reminding me of a couple of things going on in my own family. But it was a really neat show. I enjoyed the comedy. And then, like, when you get towards the end of season one, bam, they kind of hit you with the emotions. And suddenly, I found myself crying in the middle of a sitcom. It was weird, but good. I really enjoyed it. My sister had suggested that I watch it with my mom. It's one of our date shows. And it's good, but it's not right for that. The shows I like to watch with my mom are ones that will start conversations, and I don't know if this one will really do that, but we'll see. Right now we're still watching Schitt's Creek, but I really dug it. I really enjoyed the acting and the various actors, and I'm really excited that this is available in the U.S. So if you're in the U.S., give it a watch and let me know. What do you think of the CBC style of programming?
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.